fix and say goodbye to Brother Wayne. He certainly did not have to pass over Jordan alone. Matter of fact, we find that the scripture is very clear to those who know the Lord Jesus Christ that at the moment of our death, that we are taken into the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more of that in a little bit. Brother Wayne was born in Ashland, Kentucky on June 6, 1953. He passed from this life Sunday, March 31, 2019 at age 65. He's survived by his wife of 47 years, Deborah, his son, Jesse, and Chelsea Herring, a daughter, Jill, and her husband, Joey Newell, 7 grandchildren, Kobe, Logan, Haley, Bo, Harry, Lexington, Cassandra, and Layla Newell, and a host of family, church family, and a host of a multitude of friends. He's preceded in death by his father, Wayne Herring, his mother, Lola Herring, and 2 sisters and many other family members. I'm sure that they rejoiced together when Wayne entered into the kingdom of the Lord. He was an electrician with an impeccable work ethic. He retired from IBEW Local 479. And we were talking last night, and family was talking, and Wayne could fix anything. And he enjoyed working on stuff. Talking with Wayne, he enjoyed the challenge of fixing something that nobody else could fix. He was a church member at Landmark Baptist Church in Fort Worth. Brother Wayne loved the Lord. He had a great love for the Word of God, and he had a very twisted mind. He wanted to know why. You know, a lot of times you read a passage in the Scripture and you want to know why. Well, Brother Wayne wanted to dig into it and find out exactly why. And he wanted to know all that he could about his Lord and Savior and the Word of God. He was a Bible teacher. He led a Bible study for a time here in Beaumont or Bridge City. I'm not sure exactly where it was at. He had talked to me, and I told him that would be a great and wonderful thing for him to do. And so, last night I heard a lot of things from a lot of different people. And I found that there's one thing that was in common. And that's each of us have a precious memory of Brother Wayne. Whether it's as a husband, as a father, as an uncle, as a co-worker, as a friend, as church members. We all have some wonderful, precious memories of Brother Wayne. Some of the plumber, some of the carpenter, some of the sheetrock hanger, whatever it may be, that time that you had that was very special to you with Brother Wayne. And so today I pray that we might rejoice in that he is in the presence of the Lord, and that one day we shall also see him once again. May we pray. Our Father, we come tonight, or today, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would be with the family, that you would comfort them and strengthen them in this time of loss. Father, we pray for each of us as we remember Brother Wayne, that we might reflect on the precious memories that we have of him. Father, I pray that you would be with the family as we go through this service. Father, that you would be with them very especially in the days of the fall. And Lord, we will be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. What we ask in Christ's name. Amen. I'm sorry. Brother Joey and Jill.
Son-in-law, and from the very first when I met Jill, we met at a distance, so we would call each other back and forth. And it was almost immediately that Brother Wayne would usurp the conversation. He would take over on her end of the phone, and we'd speak about biblical things for hours, and I'd be thinking the whole time, where's Jill? And she'd be on the phone the whole time, but if you knew Wayne Heron for longer than 5 seconds, you knew he loved the things of God very deeply. I say love. He's in the presence of ultimate love right now. So considering what he believed that men were naturally sinners and opposed to God. He believed that God, in His wondrous love, saved sinners from their sins.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed that that salvation was an eternal thing. That
Amen.
God being eternal saves eternally. And the whole deal in spite of our own selves.
Yeah.
So I think that if Wayne had opportunity here to read, which I guess Brother Jimmy and I are speaking on his behalf at this time, he would want y'all to hear something out of the book of Ephesians. So if you have a Bible, or if you have a phone, you know, we carry a computer with us, Google the book of Ephesians and read along here. It says in chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father,
right,
and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. How in the world could a sinner be in the presence of God before Him holy and without blame? Outside of the finished work of Jesus Christ, it would be impossible.
Amen.
Thank God for grace. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will.
Amen.
To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved.
Right.
In whom we have redemption through His blood, forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace.
Right.
Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself.
Amen.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, which both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, both predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory.
Right.
Wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is that hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, right, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his holy body, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened, or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in a time past you walked according to the curse of this world, course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
Right. Amen.
But God, who was rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together in Christ. By grace ye are saved.
Amen.
And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Truly, Wayne Heron would have desired, as is his desire at this very moment, that Jesus Christ would be lifted up and adored in all things. He would desire that every one of us see ourselves as sinners. We cry out for mercy. We beg God for repentance. It would be his desire to see each of his friends and loved ones, his family, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and taste of those riches that are promised in the Word of God. Those riches are promised to the people of God, but there's also some promises for those who would reject the Word of God, and those promises include judgment that we all deserve. That's what Paul was saying when he says you were just like everybody else, and then God intervened.
Amen.
See yourself as a sinner. Cry out for mercy. Beg God would see the person of Christ instead of seeing you for your sin. Cry out for mercy and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Wayne would not want to be lifted up.
That's right.
But I say this, I felt honored that I knew Wayne Heron. And I felt honored to know such a man that loved God in such a way. Let's pray. Most precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the promises in your Word. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that in the times of the day, Lord, that we're encouraged not to depend on ourselves. We're encouraged, Lord, to even see our weaknesses. And Lord, in seeing those things that we lack, that we're to look unto you, seeing Christ as our all in all. Lord, please, we ask that you would receive the praises and the meditation of our hearts, that you would hear the worship of the calves of our lips, Lord, and that you would be glorified and lifted up in all that we say and do. Lord, we thank you for the day. And Lord, we thank you again for the promises of the goodness and the riches that are made known unto the people of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Lord, we would not deny at all that we are hurting. Lord, this hurts. Lord, please help us. Lord, please turn every eye upon the glorious, wondrous, only wise God, our Savior, who has all power and glory, dominion and majesty, both now and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Someday when I've drawn my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken, and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold form in pity. Don't think of me as one dead. It'll just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll have finished my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven summons to come on home. And when my body is in the grave, don't think that I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I won't be dead, but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved one be ready someday to meet him there.
Amen.
Someday when my last line is written, someday when I've drawn my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken, and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold heart in pity. Don't think of me as one dead. It'll just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll finish my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven the summons to come on home. And when my body is in the grave, don't think that I'll be there. I won't be dead but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved ones be ready someday to meet me.
I believe that those would be the exact words that Wayne would say to you. Are you ready to meet me there? In the book of Ephesians, as I'm sure we read, it tells us what all was done for our salvation. Talked about the fall of Adam and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross for sinners like us. And that believing on the Lord Jesus Christ provides eternal life. And believing that, even though today is a very difficult day for us, because we are saying bye to the human remains of Brother Wayne. But Brother Wayne is not there. He had a hope that exceeds all human expectation. We can look to the Word of God for help and comfort and strength in this hour. For God's Word says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall never depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. when we know that the Lord had mercy on us as sinners, that He saved us from our sins, then we find that we have no fear of death. Death is a reality, but as the other song pointed out, we don't pass over the river by ourselves. The Lord Jesus Christ has told us that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So therefore, for the believer, death is really just passing through a doorway into eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Scripture it tells us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Amen.
Shall tribulations, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature may be able to separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
There is nothing that separates us from the love of God.
Right. Amen.
Because as Ephesians says, He predestinated us, He foreknew us before the foundation of the world, and He wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And in our life, at some times, whether it be under an old bush arbor or tabernacle, or in a church, or at a pile of sheetrock, God spoke to our hearts,
yep.
And He issued an effectual call, and we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have never been separated. Those who know the Lord have never been separated from God from before the foundation of
right.
the world. And so at the moment of death, Brother Wayne was ushered into the presence of the Lord because the Scripture says, who shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus?
Right, right.
So we know that the Lord has taken Brother Wayne into that place that has been prepared for us. In the midst of our questions and our grief over this distressing and complex heartache, we turn our hearts to the supreme truth that we have just read. We have a Savior who in troubled times is unshakable. Walter Winchell was a radio commentator during World War II. And he ended one of his broadcasts after they had found that the port of Singapore had fell to the enemy. And he closed the broadcast like this. Singapore has fallen, but the Rock of Ages stands.
Amen.
The Rock of Ages stands today. Those who have put their faith and trust into Him can look to John chapter 14 and verse 1 where it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, or how we can know the way. Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Amen.
There is no other way.
Right.
To enter into the presence of God, to know the Lord as your Savior other than Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he goes on to say, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, there is one way that a man might enter into heaven. People talk about many ways, but the reality according to the Word of God is, I am the way.
Right.
There is no other way. The Scripture says that for a Christian to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, I can't explain that. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of things in the Bible I can't explain. How are we? I mean, you know, we have astronomers that study the stars and the universes, and they talk about the thousands of years that it takes to get to this place or that place. And the Scripture says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. How does that take place? I don't know. But I know that it takes place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that simple. God said it, that settles it, and it doesn't matter whether people believe it or not.
Right.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so, in my Father's house are many mansions. Mansions is signified to be abodes, or dwelling places. I guess we're going to be apartment dwellers. I don't know how big those dwelling places are, but I'm sure that they're going to be wonderful. I'm sure Brother Wayne loved to build things, but I don't think he built anything as beautiful as those mansions are going to be. But he's enjoying one. It refers to the abundant provision made for the future blessings of the children of God. Whenever we leave this life, life is really but just beginning. We enjoy the presence of the Lord. We enjoy those that have went before us. We enjoy all of the things that God has promised us in His holy word. Brother Wayne was always sending me something. And he'd say, read this and let me know what you think. I would read it. Sometimes I'd say, yeah, that sounds good. And other times I'd say, Brother Wayne, where did you get that? But you see, he was interested in the things of heaven. He was interested in the things of God. He is having the time of his life because he is learning at the master's feet.
Amen.
Now, there's not a better place in the world to be. But so when the Lord spoke these words to his disciples, there were some of them that were feeling, I mean, they just realized the Lord said, I'm fixing to leave you. But then he said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll send the other comforter. I'll send the Holy Spirit that he might strengthen you and comfort you. And family, you need some of that right now. You need strength and comfort. You need the loving arms of family and friends to comfort you. But then we all can be comforted in the words, in my Father's house are many mansions. You see, if we know the Lord, death has no hold on us. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But at times like this, we become depressed. All of us have depressing things that come in our life. Sometimes we can't wait for the day to be over. Your wife says, how was your day? You don't want to know. Husband asks his wife, how was your day? You don't want to know. I'm just glad so. You know, there are times that things are depressing. There's times that we feel like quitting. You know, is life really worth it? We look at the world in which we live in today and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And we as Christians are saying, Lord, how long? Carry us down. Miss Debbie, there's going to be an empty spot in the home. A long presence is missing there. But never feel defeated or helpless because the Lord Jesus Christ is with you and will strengthen you and help you and be by your side. There's not a need to be hopeless because the Scripture says, speaking of the Lord, for Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. And in Lamentations, it is good that a man should build hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I personally believe, and Brother Wayne and I talked about this a lot, he loved to talk about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so do I. And I believe so does another Christian. Because that is that blessed hope that we are looking for.
Amen.
And so, I want to share for just a moment. First off, I want you to understand the Lord says, believe me concerning the shortness of life. The Lord always emphasized the shortness of life. In Job chapter 14, verses 1-2, it says, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of troubles. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. James says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. I remember when I was Bo's age, and that seemed like yesterday, and I'm 70 now. You see, life is just a fleeting moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a vapor that appeareth and goeth away. The question is, are you prepared to meet the Lord in eternity? So, believe me that death is sure. Hebrews chapter 9. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Unless the rapture of the saints come, we all have an appointment with death. The only way that we're not going to die is if the Lord raptures the church out today. He comes in the air, and the trumpet shouts, the archangel shouts, and the trumpet sounds. And we which are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ shall not hinder those that have went to the grave, but they shall be quickened and brought forth. And we who remain shall be changed, shall be glorified. And we shall all ascend into the clouds to be with our Lord forever. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, death is the passageway into heaven for the believer. It is also a passageway into eternal damnation for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Stephen saw heaven open and Jesus at the Father's hand in heaven. Paul was ready, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." Peter said, Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whether thou goest," Jesus answered him, "whether thou goest, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow afterward."
Yeah.
Other words, at your death, at the time of your passing, you shall follow me. And so then I want to talk that because life is very short, because death is certain, then I want to speak for just a moment on the reality of heaven and hell. A lot of people today don't believe that there is a literal hell. Well, the Scripture says that it is real.
That's right.
And it is literal. And they will find at their death this truth to be true. Speaking of a rich man, in Luke chapter 16 and verse 23, it says, "And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom." See, there was a rich man that had everything that he wanted in this world, and there was a beggar that laid at his gate begging alms. And both men died. And Lazarus, who was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the only reason,
that's right,
went into Abraham's bosom, or into heaven. And the rich man, who had everything, opened his eyes in hell. At that moment, he realized that hell is just as real as earth and this life. Heaven is described to us in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. I worked with a man that he took a calculator and he took all of the cubits and all of those things, and he did all the measurements, and he came up with the number of dwelling places, if the dwelling places were so wide, so big by so big, how many could be in heaven? Well, I don't know how many is going to be in heaven. But I do know who is going to be there. Those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Those will be there.
Yeah.
So I ask you today, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If not, if you've never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will speak to your heart today. And that you might understand that you're a sinner in need of a Savior and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might have eternal life in this place of heaven. Because the only other place there is eternal damnation in a place called hell. And he says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Every man will face death. Some will be in heaven. Others will be in this miserable place where fire and brimstone are at. And then we look lastly at the way of eternal life. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but
only by me.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Christ is the way of salvation, and He is our help in a day like today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. A very precious loved one has passed through the passageway of death into eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we know that Brother Wayne was a believer? Because there was a time when he put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Well, how do we know that he's in heaven? Because the Lord said, I'll never forsake
Thank you.
You.
That's right.
You're in my hand, and nothing can pluck you from me.
That's right.
You see, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, he's prepared a dwelling place for you in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Wayne is in that dwelling place today.
Yeah.
So, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you prepared for death and for eternity? I believe if Brother Wayne could speak, he would say, believe the words of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning all that God has promised. Some would say, well, if we could bring Brother Wayne back, he'd say, oh, I don't want to come back. I'm in heaven with the Lord. I'm in a glorious, glorious place. But will you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that you might also enter into the presence of the Lord? Would you believe today that we might be together again in the place that the Lord has prepared for us? There's several preachers here, and there's several others that could share with you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If God is speaking to your heart today, I pray that you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that you would share that with one of us, that we might rejoice with you in the salvation that God has wrought in your life. Our Father, we come this morning. Heavenly Father, I pray that you might put your power upon your message, upon the reading of your word in Ephesians, and on the preaching of your word from John chapter 14. Father, we look forward to that day that in the Father's house there's many mansions. Father, we who know you know that we'll pass through the portage of death into thy presence. Father, I pray that not only would you comfort us with that truth, but Lord, that you might also comfort us in the loss of Brother Wayne. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would be with Miss Debbie and strengthen her. Father, lift her up. And for the family, for the children, for the grandchildren, for mother-in-laws and brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, Lord, I pray that you might speak to their hearts and give them comfort in knowing that Brother Wayne is with you in heaven and he's waiting for us. And Father, I pray that if there's one that's without Christ today, that you might speak to their heart and that you might call them, that they might have the hope that is in Jesus Christ. Father, this we would give you the praise for in Christ's name.
When you are full of mountains, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. When you're down in the valley, don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, you're still God in the valley. When things go wrong, you're still God in the valley.
you at all of my hands. Talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's out in the valley of trial and temptation. That's where your faith is really put to test.